anyone that took out any message that,
You know, just, a couple people that have really been, you know, in my corner for a while and always thought that I'd be able to have success in the National Football League and, you know, just to be able to have a game where I was able to do well and, you know, make them look like they're right. It feels good, but, you know, just excited to continue going through the season.
After the game, did it all sink in? I mean, what did yesterday really mean to you to have such a breakout performance?
You know, it was just a lot of hard work, you know, coming together at once. You know, I've been waiting a long time to get back out there on the football field and play with my teammates and to go out there and have a good performance in my first game. It's definitely encouraging and it's helped me build confidence.
What does it say about all the adversity maybe you've overcome with the injuries and maybe your perseverance? What does that speak to?
You know, just try to stay focused on the goal at hand. You know, we say that a lot in sports, but, you know, sometimes when it's a I think somebody said it was 718 days since I last caught a pass. You know, it's tough to stay focused and keep remembering what you're working for. But, you know, I made it through and, you know, it feels good to have all that behind me.
What kind of a matchup nightmare are you for opposing defenses? I mean, did they try to change how they were playing you throughout the game? And
You know, I'm sure we'll see several looks from defenses throughout the year. I mean, each team probably is going to have their own way of scheming us. You know, we have so many weapons on offense. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a defensive coordinator and, you know, trying to figure out what it's going to have to take to slow us down. But, you know, we're just going to find the open players and keep on trying to make plays.
Julius, was there a time in the game after that slow start where offensively you guys could tell it clicked in? And if so, what caused that?
You know, first game of the season, you know, a couple drives that maybe weren't as successful as we would like, but, you know, we stick with it. We all believe in each other, and we feel that at some point, you know, we're going to get things going, and when we get rolling, just got to keep it going and just keep on trying to put points on the board.
What does it mean to be part of the NFL record-setting night for Peyton, and especially being part of that?
I mean, I think it's great for him, first off. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever been around, just seeing what he does in here in this facility every day. I mean, you got to say he earned it. It's a record that he deserves to have, and, you know, my hat's off to him.
What did he say to you before the game or after the game? Or did you talk to him at all?
About pertaining to what exactly?
Well, just what everything that you've been through. I mean, does it lift you up before the game?
He spoke to the team before the game, and before every game we have a player that speaks to the team, and he actually told a story that kind of meant a lot to me. He said that in high school he had a coach that said, you know, if you're nervous today, don't worry about it, because the most they can do is kill you, but they can't eat you. And I was a little bit nervous. I was like, well, that's true. You know, they can't eat me today, so I'll be okay by the end of it. So just, you know, focus on trying to play smart, and things will take care of themselves.